Well, hello, happy holiday, and merry, merry. I'm Kate Botello. I'm your morning classical host and also the host of Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio. And I want to welcome you to the 2018 Interlochen Public Radio Staff Holiday Special. Every single member of our staff, including IPR News and even our engineer, have all contributed their choices of their very favorite holiday music. Now, this music is as varied and unique as the people who work here, so there are lots of different flavors of holiday music coming your way. So let's kick it off with Peter Payette.
Hi, this is Peter Payette, Executive Director of Interlochen Public Radio. And here's a holiday jingle from my childhood, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, from a Canadian Brass Christmas. My father owned this album. He'd play it all the time around this time of year. I thought this piece was called Rudolph the Nose because of the kind of goofy ending to it, but it's just the Canadian Brass's rendition of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Here it is from a Canadian Brass Christmas.
You know, Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Wait a minute. Who do you mean?
You know.
No, who?
You know.
I don't know. I don't know. Now, come on. Who?
Okay, here's a clue.
Oh, him. You mean Rudolph the Nose. Yeah, I know. Rudolph the Nose. You know, he's really not well. Just look at his nose. Plus which he's weird. Uh-oh, there he goes now. Watch him.
Hi, my name is Katie Schlomer, and I am the coordinator of IPR's on-air fund drives. And my first song is The Chieftains, The Bells of Dublin, Christmas Eve, because this is an absolute family favorite. It's the first piece that will be played when we begin decorating our Christmas tree every year.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Amanda Sewell. I'm the host of Matinee Classics and of Music by Request on Classical IPR. I'm wishing you and your loved ones the merriest of Christmases this year and the happiest of New Year's. The piece that I have chosen has a very specific memory for me. My family had the tradition every year of watching The Muppet Family Christmas on VHS well into the 21st century. This is not The Muppet Christmas Carol. This is one from the late 80s where Fozzie Bear and his friends from The Muppet Show head to his mother's farmhouse. And at the end of this film, there is a great sing-along featuring all of these characters. And the piece that I've chosen, Ding Dong Merrily on High, has a very specific association for me because during that particular part of the sing-along, Gonzo the Great's chickens are lined up on the stairs and they sing that long melisma on Gloria that you hear. And every year, 30 years of watching this movie, I can still hear both of my parents laughing their heads off at this scene and these chickens singing.
I'm Emily Culler, Leadership Annual Giving Manager for Interlochen Center for the Arts and IPR. Our next selection is Benjamin Britten's Hymn to the Virgin, written when the composer was just 16 years old. The piece is sung in call-and-response style, with medieval English verses answered by Marian texts in Latin. To me, it goes to the very core of the ancient mystery and wonder of Christmas.
Thank you. The next song is the Irish Christmas carol called The Wexford Carol. I'm Morgan Springer from over at IPR News Radio, and I picked this song out because I love it, but also because lately I've been learning a lot about my ancestors. The most recent immigrant to the United States was my great-great-grandmother, who came over from Ireland. She wasn't from the Irish county Wexford, but somewhere near, so I like to imagine this was a song she knew, loved, and sang. This version is by Celtic Woman and sung by Maeve Nualkaha.
Good people, all this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending His beloved Son. With Mary, should pray to God with love this Christmas day in Bethlehem. Of one that born there was a blessed Messiah born near Bethlehem. Did shepherds keep
Hello everyone, I'm Gary Langley, Chief Engineer for Interlochen Public Radio. When I was looking for holiday music this year, I thought it'd be fun to go through Kate's Show Tunes archive, and I gotta tell you, I found a couple of good ones. The first one is from the Broadway musical version of Catch Me If You Can. It's Christmas Day, and con man Frank is lonely with no one to call except for the FBI agent assigned to track him down.
Yeah, don't you love the Yuletide fun? There's joy and cheer for everyone. I wait for Santa with a gun. Yes, Christmas is my favorite time of year.
Some sugar plums I haven't kissed, but mistletoe I must resist. 'Cause I'm on St. Carl's most wanted list.
Yes, Christmas is my favorite time of year. And there's a home where you can when there's a life that's full of love you used to know. For me, it's true, but kid, not you.
'Cause your family's here.
Yeah, they're still yours to hold if you come in from the cold. So if tomorrow Santa's flown, the tree is down and you're alone, I'm always here, right by the phone. Yes, Christmas is my favorite time of year.
Wait a minute. You didn't call me to apologize, did you? You got no one else to talk to.
Look out the window.
Why?
Just do it. I'll call you soon, but who knows when.
And Frank, I hope we'll meet again. Like when you're serving 8 to 10. Yes, Christmas is my favorite time of year. He's a kid. He's a kid.
Hi, this is Nancy Dineen from Classical IPR. My favorite piece of holiday music is everywhere around this time of year. It's in the mall, the supermarket, and it's on in my house in the living room. It's A Christmas Festival by Leroy Anderson, and I think it's pretty much the best medley out there. I hope you enjoy it too.
Thank you. I'm Tony Bureau, Kids Commute producer and the Monday host of Music at Midday on Classical IPR. One of my jobs outside of Interlochen Public Radio is choir director at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sutton's Bay. One of the pieces that resonates with me this time of year is Gabriel's Message, a Basque Christmas folk carol about the Annunciation to the Virgin Mary by the Archangel Gabriel that she would become the mother of Jesus Christ. Sting interweaves modern electronic rhythm elements with counterpoint to create a beautifully contemplative arrangement of this traditional carol.
Hi, it's Kate again with my first choice for the staff holiday special this year. I had to pick something that I first heard on Classical IPR as part of the yearly Morehouse and Spellman Glee Club holiday special. It's just a fantastic special throughout, but this particular piece really stood out to me. It's called Betelehemu, and it was written by the Nigerian-born drummer Michael Babatunde Olatunji, who attended Morehouse College in the 1950s. He didn't sing in the Glee Club, but he wrote it specifically for their Glee Club, and they've been singing it regularly since the 60s. The song is based on a Nigerian folk text, and I'll give you a little bit of the translation. It means, "We are glad we have a father to trust. We are glad we have a father to rely on. Where was Jesus born? Where was he born? In Bethlehem, the city of wonder."
Thank you. My name is Alex Flannery, Operations and Engagement Coordinator at Interlochen Public Radio. The first piece I've selected for you to listen to today is The Arabian Dance from the Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky. Now, before you groan and say, "Not another Nutcracker piece," I actually think that The Arabian Dance is somewhat of a hidden gem within the Nutcracker that is often overlooked. I'm particularly drawn to this piece because of Tchaikovsky's masterful use of orchestration. This short dance features only woodwinds, strings, and a single tambourine player. It also heavily features the double reed section, and as a bassoon player myself, you can imagine I simply love it. The dance is somewhat somber and really evokes the emotive and somewhat dark nature of the double reed section. Tchaikovsky is certainly a master of the complex, noted by any one of his symphonies, but I enjoy listening to The Arabian Dance to remember how he is also the master of the simple but brilliant. Please enjoy Tchaikovsky's Arabian Dance from the Nutcracker, performed here by the Boston Philharmonic under the direction of Seiji Ozawa.
Hi there, and happy holidays. I'm Keith Brown with Classical IPR, and I wanted to share with you one of my favorite Christmas carols. This is called the Coventry Carol. It was written originally in the late 1500s, and it was part of an English Christmas pageant, otherwise known as a mystery play, which is, by the way, one of the predecessors of what would become opera. The Coventry Carol is a lullaby in the pageant, and it's sung by three women to little children, praying that they not be lost in Herod's massacre of the innocents of Bethlehem. So it's a very dark story, I know, but believe me, that's not why I love it so much. The reason I love this piece is that the original version, which we're going to hear now, has this hauntingly gorgeous melody. I just love it. And it also has this moment of shocking dissonance. You'll hear a moment where you'll hear an F against an F sharp simultaneously. And it's really startling. And I hope that when you hear it, it just leaps out and surprises you and pulls you in the same way that it does me. I just find it a wonderful and really surprising and an exciting moment of music. Here's New York's Ensemble for Early Music, directed by Frederick Renz, performing the Coventry Carol.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dan Wanchura, Morning Edition host and reporter here at Interlochen Public Radio. And a song I've chosen is O Come Emmanuel. This has been one of my favorite songs for many, many years. And for me, it reminds me of the meaning of Christmas, Christ coming down to earth as a baby because of his love for us. And that is reason to rejoice. Hope you enjoy this version of O Come Emmanuel. This is performed by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chorus and led by conductor Robert Shaw.
Thank you, Keith. Kate Botello here, checking in, reminding you that you are listening to the Interlochen Public Radio Staff Holiday Favorites Special for 2018. This is WIAA Interlaken, WIAB Mackinac City, and 94.7 FM in Traverse City. Up next, Max is here to shake things up a little.
Hi, this is Max Johnston here from IPR, and I'm here to tell you about one of my favorite holiday songs. It's called Christmas in Harlem by Kanye West. And I know what you're thinking, but despite all the crazy antics that Kanye is known for, this song is really just about celebrating the holiday season with your close friends and family. And that's what I enjoy about the song, and it's what I enjoy about this time of the year. So happy holidays to you from everyone here at Interlochen Public Radio.
Christmas in Harlem, right after autumn falls, soaking it all in, then we gon' hit the mall, even though we ain't ballin', feel like we bought it all, the mistletoe's right here, come give a kiss to Santa
Claus. Baby, Christmas to all and all a good night, huh, now we all living the good life. Yeah, though it's 40 below the wind chill, and we wiping snow up off the windshield. It's still a wonderful night to be alive, baby. And I'm so happy I'm with my baby. And we a little late with the Christmas gifts, rushing for the mall. Don't trip, you know I drive crazy. The streets lit up, it feel like Christmas officially. Told her that you the star at the top of my Christmas tree. My only question is, where my presents? He said, she got a gift for me, and it ain't for the kids to see. Well, I like the way you think, mommy. Now pour some more eggnog in your drink, mommy. You been a bad girl, you sent her 3 kisses. Gave her the hot chocolate, she said it's delicious.
Christmas in Harlem, yeah. Right after autumn falls, soaking it all in, then we gon' hit the mall,
I'm like Bad Santa,
even though
though
we ain't ballin',
glad to sit on my back,
feel like we bought it all, the mistletoe's right here, come give a kiss to Santa.
Yeah. Mom and Dad, I won't be home for the holidays, I'm over 800 miles away. In the city that's so pretty, what the hustlers dash through the snow without a sleigh. Tell my family that I'm sorry that I gotta stay. I'm with Ye at the Macy Day Parade, letting the snow fall on my aviator shade. Even though I'm in New York, I'm still repping for the A.
Christmas in Harlem, right after autumn falls, soaking it all in. Then we gon' hit the mall, even though we ain't ballin'. Feel like we bought it all. The mistletoe's right here. Come give a kiss to Santa Claus.
All the flashing lights up on a tree, the house lit up nice. With your family, it's where you wanna be, here on Christmas night. When you wake up and you see the gifts, don't that make you feel good? So since we all snow in Harlem, let's have Christmas in the hood.
All of the flashing lights, yeah, don't they shine so bright? All is for you.
Hi, I'm John Roddy, Corporate Sponsorship Manager at Interlochen Public Radio, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I picked out a couple of tunes from my past. The first one, The Waitresses with Christmas Wrapping, all about people who might be a little tired of the holidays, too. Enjoy.
Oh.
Hi, this is Nancy Dineen again, and we're on to something completely different now. It's a beautiful piece of poetry set to music, Pretty Paper by Willie Nelson.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet hustle by. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits, all alone on the sidewalk.
hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop, better not, much too busy. You better hurry, my, how time does fly. And in the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Oh, pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
Hi, this is Katie Schlomer, and my musical selection is Silent Night by Johnny Cash and his entire family harmonizing. I absolutely love what he says about radio. I love that it's the 200th anniversary of Silent Night. I love the stories of Silent Night on the front during World War I on that very special Christmas Eve. And I love, absolutely love, what Johnny Cash has to say about radio.
You know, when I was a kid, at the end of that Christmas day, like Carl says, we were all tired from chasing somebody else's bicycle or running up and down the road or something. But I remember, you know, one of the biggest blessings that I can remember from Christmas time was the radio. Like all year, you know, radio. Back then, you didn't hear Christmas carols on every, there wasn't every street corner, there wasn't street corners. And there weren't choral groups running up and down the road in front of your house singing Christmas carols. And it's something that we take for granted now, but when I was a kid, it was a real privilege and a treat to hear a Christmas carol. And about the end of Christmas Day, when we were all tired and when we had all we could eat, I remember sitting down and turning on the radio and hearing the Christmas carols played on the radio stations all around that we picked up in Northeast Arkansas. And it was a real thrill if we could hear a song like this. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright round yon virgin mother and child, holy.
Hi, I'm Michael Culler, recording engineer for Interlochen Presents and Interlochen Public Radio, and I'd like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I've chosen Setting the Trap from Home Alone, one of my favorite holiday movies. This soundtrack was composed by John Williams. Listen for elements of the familiar tune Carol of the Bells, as well as the hymn Star of Bethlehem that he wrote specifically for this movie. There's even a fun, brief Baroque contrapuntal section in the middle that perfectly illustrates the complex battle plans that Kevin is laying out for the unsuspecting duo of Harry and Marv. Enjoy.
I'm Tony Biro. I've chosen For Unto Us a Child is Born from Handel's Messiah. This is a piece that's been with me since the Christmases of my youth and helps me recall all of the warm memories of gatherings of friends and family throughout the years. From Handel's Messiah, here is For Unto Us a Child is Born. Sir Neville Mariner conducts the Academy and Chorus of St. Martin in the Fields.
Thank you.
Hi, Keith Brown again. So one of my favorite carols is called Lo, How a Rose E'er Blooming. Now, I associate this carol, and actually sort of Renaissance music in general, with my own discovery as a child of music and of music's power to move and to surprise. My first music teacher, it happens she was the mother of a dear friend of mine who, by the way, is still a fabulous professional viola da gambist. I studied the recorder with her. So when I hear Renaissance music, I just remember being inspired and really surprised, too, that such old music, music written centuries ago, could move me right now, today. So I just love this melody of Lo, How a Rose E'er Blooming. It's harmonized originally by the German composer Michael Pretorius in the early 1600s. We'll hear it sung by the American Boy Choir, led by André Previn.
Oh.
Hi, this is Emily again. Next, we have two selections from one of my favorite Christmas albums, A Little Christmas Music by the King Singers. We'll hear Deck the Hall and their arrangement of Simple Gifts. Merry Christmas.
Oh, deck the hall with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la. Fill the glasses, raise the buzz, say, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sing the ancient Christmas carol, fa-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la. See the flowing bowl before us.
La 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 la.
Start the band and join the chorus.
La 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 la.
Follow me in merry measure. La 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 la. While we sing of mirth and pleasure.
While we sing of mirth and pleasure.
While we sing of mirth and pleasure. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Fast the festive season passes. Join the fun, ye lads and lasses. Singing gaily all together.
Fa la 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 la.
Mind is all the wind and weather.
Fa la 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 la
la la la la la la. Merry merry Christmas to you.
Hi, my name is Max Johnston. I'm a reporter here at Interlochen Public Radio, and one of my favorite holiday songs is the Carol of the Bells. It reminds me of taking stock of the holiday season and sort of getting away from work and whatever's occupying you in your life and spending time with family and friends and just sort of taking a deep breath at the end of a long year. So I really enjoy this song, and I hope you do too. And everyone here at Interlochen Public Radio wishes you and your family a happy holidays.
Hi, this is Kate Botello again, checking in with you during our 2018 staff holiday special. As you've probably noticed by now, our music taste at Interlochen Public Radio differs as much as our personalities do. But here's something interesting. A couple of our staffers picked the same holiday tune, but they picked wildly divergent arrangements. So we're going to hear a couple of repeats right now. We'll start with John Roddy.
Hi, it's John Roddy again. Next up, by The Temptations, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, bringing a little Motown flavor to a classic.
You know, there's dashing and dancing and prancing and vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. The most famous reindeer.
Thank you, John. And now, here's Dan's special take on Silent Night.
Hello, Dan Wanshura here again with the next song. This one's going to be Sleeping at Last's version of Silent Night. Sleeping at Last is one of my favorite artists, and I love this version of one of my favorite Christmas songs. This is Silent Night by Sleeping at Last. Enjoy.
Silent Night. Holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
Side.
It's Kate again. Up next, some IPR staff holiday favorites of a slightly more unconventional variety.
Coming up next, a trip to the 80s with English pop duo Wham. I'm Morgan Springer, news director at IPR News Radio, and this is Last Christmas, written and produced by George Michael.
Last Christmas. Hi, everybody. This is Amanda Sewell from Classical IPR, and I picked the song White Winter Hymnal. It was first recorded by the band Fleet Foxes in 2008 and then covered in 2014 by the band Pentatonix for their Christmas album. I hope you enjoy.
My name is Alex Flannery, Operations and Engagement Coordinator at Interlochen Public Radio, wishing all of our IPR listeners, friends, staff, and volunteers a very happy holidays and best wishes for a healthy and safe new year. The second piece I've chosen for our classical IPR friends this holiday season is Eric Whitaker's The Seal Lullaby. Now, if you're thinking, well, that's not a holiday piece, you may be in fact correct. The text of this song, which comes from poet Rudyard Kipling's poem White Seal, actually tells us that this is about, quote, capturing the undulated rhythm of a mother rocking her child to sleep, unquote. For me, this short piece for mixed chorus and accompaniment reminds me of those holiday evenings spent inside, curled up in blankets next to a fireplace, and looking out the window to see softly falling snow dust the trees. Something about this song evokes a very simple serenity and peace that I hope reaches you wherever you are listening from today. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Hi, Kate again. This next unconventional holiday tune is from the 1969 musical Promises, Promises, with music by Burt Bacharach. This piece takes place at a rockin' 1960s office holiday party. This part of the musical featured an absolutely legendary dance routine by choreographer Michael Bennett, including a fabulous star turn by Donna McKechnie. And you can watch a video of this performance at our website, classicalipr.org. I'll put one up on the post for this particular holiday special. In the meantime, please enjoy the ladies of the Entertainment Committee as they bring you Turkey Lurkey Time from Promises, Promises. This performance is from our original 1969 vinyl copy of the soundtrack album.
It's Turkey Lurkey Time. Tom Turkey ran away, but he just came home. It's Turkey Lurkey Time. He's really home to stay. Never want to go. Let us make a wish, and they all are wishes come true.
Hello everyone, this is Gary Langley again. This next piece of music I picked out for you was from Meet Me in St. Louis, which a lot of people think of as a Christmas movie, even though it's set over the course of a whole year. That's probably because of this unforgettable performance of Judy Garland singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore, faithful friends who were near to us will be dear to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fates until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas
now. It looks like we have time for one more special pick for our 2018 staff holiday special. Here's Peter.
Hello, Peter Payette here, and my next selection is from A Charlie Brown Christmas. I love that show, like a lot of people do. I love the music. The older I get, the more I'm struck by how contemporary the story is, with all of Charlie Brown's disenchantment and how cruel the other kids are to him. So I love the end when joy just erupts inexplicably after they resurrect the Christmas tree and sing, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."